You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Just wanted to remind you all that my radio program goes to once per week starting Monday, September 8th. So this is the last week that I'm doing the program daily at 9 a.m. Just letting you know that as of Monday, September 8th, I will be just doing the program on Mondays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., sometimes 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., just depends on how many callers I have. So I'm going to do my card of the day like I do every day. I draw one card. All right. This card, in traditional tarot, it's the Nine of Pentacles. In my deck, it's a card called Ripeness. And I read reverse and upright meanings of cards because sometimes the best things happen through reversals. So that's why I read both the upright and reverse direction. Anyway, what the card is speaking to here is it's the ripeness card reversed. So it's the Nine of Pentacles reversed. So instead of letting go of something, it actually talks about embracing something. So something you've put a lot of work into, it actually says it's time for you to identify and align with that vibration. So that's your thought of the day, is align with the thing that you most do. And instead of, I guess instead of downplaying it or being embarrassed by it or holding yourself back from it, it's time to fully embrace it. And that's what the card is saying, is fully embrace something you've put a lot of time and effort into. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question for me?
So I'm wondering if you see a permanent relationship coming into my life in the road that would lead to a marriage and children, and if you could tell me about the person.
There's an ex-boyfriend here that you still haven't totally let go of, and the relationship didn't end well. You recognize that relationship, right?
Is it the last one?
There's a relationship here that didn't end well. As a matter of fact, it's saying that your mind is still clouded or concerned or hurt by that old relationship.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Okay. There's an exercise, before I can actually answer this question for you, and I'm going to have you do an exercise, and I want you to call me back a little later in the week and ask me this question again, because what's standing in the way of you aligning with the right relationship, and the right relationship which leads to those things, is you are still stuck on this last relationship. There, you are still hurt by it. And because you are still hurt by it, you may still attract to you the kind of man that was like that one before. So the vibration you're sending out there is to draw to you a man that actually isn't worthy of you, a man that doesn't appreciate what you bring to the table. So here's the exercise, is I want you to write this man a goodbye letter. You're not going to mail it. So this is where you, let's say the guy's name's John. Dear John, these are the reasons why we're not supposed to be together. And you list all the reasons why you're not together, all right? Including the things that he did that were thoughtless, okay? The closing line on this letter is, I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, I want you to crumple it up, and I want you to go outside and safely burn it.
Okay.
It's a ritual of release. Because what I'm getting here in your cards is that it's saying that until you finally let go of that last relationship, you won't draw into you the one that is going to give you the partnership, the marriage, and the children that you want to have with a man. So there's something you got to do here. That's the exercise you got to do first.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. Got somebody here from somebody else from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, Molly. This is Anna Marie.
Hi, Anna Marie. What's your question?
My question is, I've been applying to an organization that I worked through before, and I haven't received any type of feedback from them, and I'm wondering if they are receiving my emails at all, like is there something going on in the background that I'm not aware of that is being held.
Do you remember, did your mom ever tell you the phrase, don't borrow trouble?
No.
Have you ever heard that phrase, don't borrow trouble?
No, she just told me to stay out of trouble.
Okay, what it's saying here is basically what I'm trying to tell you is don't automatically assume that things are working against you. I actually want you to assume that things are working for you right now. And so what
okay.
I would do is if there's a person that you can call to follow up with to say, you know, I've submitted my information. I just want to make sure that you've received it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the phone call to make today.
Okay.
All right. So instead of borrowing trouble or instead of assuming the worst, because you have two really, really amazing cards here that talk about, it's something about a three-week process that's going on. And so what I would do is I would call whoever you can and say, you know, I submitted my information and I haven't heard back, so I just want to make sure that you guys have received it before, you know, I wanted to find out the process and, you know, how long it takes for you to respond. Ask those questions.
Okay.
Okay, because according to this, you have great cards. I'm actually not worried about it.
Cool.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
And hi, who's this?
Working, and I just wanted to know what's going on with that. Samantha.
Oh, how many psychics are you talking to right now?
No, actually, I'm on with my mom. I'm so sorry.
All right, what's your question for me?
We talked before, and that guy that was younger than me, I kind of had everything come to a head last night, and I said, okay, I was really definitive about things, and he wasn't. And then he kind of just texted me that night, oh, this isn't working out, we're not compatible. I'm like, well, I did like him, but if that's how you feel, then fine, I'm not going to force you.
I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Samantha.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Yeah, and it's just kind of weird because, I mean, he stopped talking to me for a while. We just lost contact, and he came to my home, like, trying to talk to me as if he really wanted to be with me. And then I'm like, well, fine. You don't seem to know what you want. I do, and you're clearly not it. So I was just kind of wondering if there's anything better coming along because,
I have to tell you, I'm glad that this one is not going on anymore. I'm glad that this one has reached a conclusion point where you can actually really let it go, because what I'm seeing here is that he wasn't good for you as far as a partner anyway. He wasn't really all in like you were. So I'm kind of happy that one's going. I'm actually seeing that this next few months is more about you concentrating on your career and developing yourself than any kind of romantic relationship. I'm going to suggest that you take a 4-month break from dating anybody.
Oh, that suggestion has already been implanted. I'm like, this is
okay.
Too much.
Yeah. So no dating for the next few months, and look at that with sort of a bright new beginning as of January. Because what I'm seeing here is that you've got so much you're juggling, my friend. You've got so much going on that the last thing you need is actually to be put any kind of guy in your crosshairs.
I understand that. I do.
Okay. So is it going to happen? Yes. Do we need to break from it? Yes.
Okay. That's duly noted, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to come back like he did last time, which will be even better. Because he keeps doing that. I'm like, why? Why are you
Okay, see, now what I would do right now, if I were you, because this is all about you being a little bit more selfish and taking care of you right now, is I would go to my phone store and change my phone number.
Well, I've already kind of did that. I just, So I just blocked his number.
That's fine. Yeah, do that. Yeah, because I think you need to make the decision to be done with him, and not sort of play hokey pokey on what you want to do moving forward. That would be my suggestion.
Yes, well, I've done that, and I think things are just going to get better from here.
I agree with you, because this is about you making yourself a priority for a change.
Yes.
All right,
thank
my friend.
You
thanks,
so much,
thanks
Donna.
For calling. All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, you guys. I got a bunch of you on hold here. None of you are queued up to actually ask me a question, so I'm going to go ahead and end the program. I'll be back live tomorrow at 9 a.m. And just remember that starting September 8th, my program will be on Mondays. We're going to call them Mystic Mondays, and I look forward to talking with you all tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.